Welcome to the Crewcast podcast. My name is Ashley.
I'm Troy.
All right. It is WrestleMania day.
Mm-hmm. Day one.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it. Our predictions for the rest of the entire weekend.
Yeah. We have 14 matches to go through.
Mm-hmm. Some current events news. DMX died yesterday.
Yeah, that's sad.
And Prince Philip.
Yeah, he was kind of old, though.
He was 99. He was getting up there. I am more upset about the DMX death.
He was almost double the age of DMX.
Yeah, like 1 year off.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right, why don't you start us off with a lineup for night one?
Well, first off, this is the first WWE-related show back in front of crowds since last year. So it is going to be very interesting to see how the crowd reacts to everyone. All we've had is video screens to watch fans.
Oh, that's right. We have real people this time.
Yeah.
Where is this taking place?
Tampa Bay.
Florida. Okay, there we go.
I think there's going to be 25,000 people there. So it'll be nice to see some crowd reactions again. It's been a while.
My concern is that it's too soon to do so.
Yeah, but, you know, everyone's just kind of going with it at this point.
I guess so.
Yeah. All right, starting off night one. We have Drew McIntyre against Bobby Lashley for the WWE Championship.
Why is MVP in parentheses?
That is his manager.
So he's going to get involved then?
Probably not. He doesn't really get involved. They're not really that kind of group.
All right. I really don't know who I think would win this match.
Mm-hmm.
I am shocked at the matchup. I have never seen them in a match before.
They have fought outside of WWE, but not... Oh, they had one match in last year.
I didn't see it.
I don't know if you were watching at that point.
Probably not. I'm not really exactly sure where that's going to go. Mm-hmm. I like Bobby and I like Drew.
Yeah. Two big, beefy men.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm good with either of these people winning.
Who are you picking?
I'm going to go with Lashley.
Okay. This one's hard for me to pick. Drew was champion for most of last year, where there was no crowds. He won his first championship at WrestleMania last year. And normally, because he's a good guy, and normally they like to give them big moments in front of the crowd, which he obviously didn't get it last year. So I could see him winning this year. But Bobby has not been champion for very long. So I think Bobby Lashley's going to win.
Yeah, I was going to say, Drew's had his time on the throne.
Yeah.
Bobby, we haven't really seen much until recently when he's been kicking absolute ass.
I think Bobby's going to win, and eventually Brock Lesnar's going to come back, and they're going to build up Bobby Lashley against Brock Lesnar for SummerSlam.
Lesnar will lose just for the spirit of the WWE. It's not going to be a comeback match.
Good. We'll see.
Well, if that happens... I'm going to need you to give me a little more context about match number two, because I am baffled at someone who is in this match.
Bad Bunny and Damian Priest against
The musical artist. Bad Bunny.
Uh-huh. Bad Bunny and Damian Priest against The Miz and John Morrison. Bad Bunny is a huge wrestling fan. If you look on his Instagram, he follows one account, and it is the WWE account. He has been training his ass off, apparently, for the past few months. So he's a legit fan. He's not just there as a celebrity to be like, oh, look at me, here's my music.
This is not a Jake Paul KSI fight.
No. He's a legitimate fan who wants to be there. Celebrities also don't tend to lose at WrestleMania, so I'm picking Damian Priest and Bad Bunny.
See, when you first told me who was in this match,
mm-hmm.
I thought you were telling me Bad Bunny was going against Damian Priest, and I was like, he is going to die.
Yeah, no. They're both Puerto Rican, so they're a team.
That's why they're a team?
They're legitimate friends, too. So,
I don't understand that.
What?
Why them being Puerto Rican would just make them a match.
I was just making a statement that they're both Puerto Rican.
Sorry, guys. If you didn't know, I have autism. I get confused about things sometimes that do not make sense logically to me.
Yeah. But they're actual, legitimate friends backstage and everything.
Okay. The Miz and John Morrison, how close are they?
So they used to be a tag team like 15 years ago.
Yeah, because I haven't seen them together recently.
Yeah, well, they've been together like all the time.
Well, I mean, like in the last shows, like so. Year, I haven't seen because I haven't seen anything in the last couple months.
Yeah, they reformed recently, so now they're a tag team again.
Sounds good. I don't know enough about the Miz and Morrison as a duo. Mm. But I do know Damian Priest as a wrestler.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Damian Priest. All
right. Next up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we have The New Day, which is Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods against AJ Styles and Omos.
I thought the New Day had three people.
They do. Big E is on SmackDown currently.
Ah, okay.
And this match is for the Raw Tag Team Championships.
There's no way AJ Styles pulls this off.
You don't think so?
No.
That's weird. I'm going to go with AJ Styles and Omos.
Everyone else is twice his size.
Yeah, but the dude, you haven't seen a picture of Omos.
Hold on. Please tell me that little baby bitch boy is not fighting in WrestleMania this year, please.
Dominic?
Yes.
No.
Thank God.
You have a seething hatred for Dominic Mysterio.
Yeah, I don't hate him as a person. I hate him as a wrestler. I don't think he deserves to wrestle at all. He doesn't deserve it.
So, AJ Styles is small, right?
Mm-hmm.
He is a shorter wrestler. Omos, however, is not. He is very tall.
Yeah, but he got, like, the last pick of the straws.
What do you mean he got the last pick of the
straws? He got the small one.
Yeah, but AJ Styles is really good.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
Troy just showed me a picture of Omos behind AJ Styles, and it's terrifying.
Yeah, I think AJ Styles and Omos are going to win.
Omos is about to carry this entire thing, though.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Who do you think's going to win?
Well, Omos is on the team, so I'm going to have to go with AJ Styles, but AJ Styles doesn't deserve the belt.
Dude, what are you saying right
he's
now?
He's so small.
That doesn't mean he's a bad wrestler, though. He's so good.
But against Kofi Kingston?
Kofi Kingston's also really good. So is Xavier Woods. This is for... I haven't seen Omos work, but...
This is for the Raw Tag Team Championship, so...
Yeah. They're not super prestigious at the moment, so...
Well, there you go right there. That's why he doesn't deserve it. Omos looks like a Greek god.
Just because he's tall?
He's ginormous. Didn't Greek mythology have, like, big buff dudes for gods?
Yeah.
And then, like, the smaller dudes did, like, the male runs?
Yeah.
That's what I like to call the dude with the wings on his shoes.
Oh, God.
I know his name, I just blanked on it because I'm on the spot, but,
I don't remember. I know who you're talking about, though.
I think of him as a delivery driver.
Yeah.
Same. Like a mailman.
Yeah.
I know he does more than that, but I don't know. But that's how I view AJ Styles and Omos. One of them is Zeus and the other one just runs the mail.
But AJ Styles is such a good wrestler.
I will acknowledge that.
You just think he's too small.
He's against three giant men.
You're like Vince McMahon in the early 2000s.
Why?
So when he was running the 90s, he was really big into big men and didn't like the smaller guys, even though the smaller guys were better wrestlers.
I'm there to see giant men do a backflip onto the other one's neck.
Yeah. Well, in the 90s, it was like they were big men, but they couldn't really do anything. They were just big.
I know. I remember seeing a couple of the 90s stuff. It was not what it is now.
There's only a couple good workers in the 90s.
Yeah.
Next up, another big boy, Braun Strowman.
Another big boy.
Yeah, Braun Strowman. He's a beefy boy. Against son of the owner of the company, Shane McMahon, in a steel cage match. Do you know how this match came about?
No, but I'm going to assume that Braun is going to beat the shit out of him.
Maybe. Shane tends to win a lot for some reason at WrestleMania.
Why have I never heard of Shane?
I don't know, but he's been at, like, almost every WrestleMania.
Oh, I'm aware he's a big deal.
Yeah.
I have never seen him, though. Or have I?
Was I
not paying attention?
The last time he wrestled, I think, was at a Saudi show.
Oh, the one I refused to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also don't watch the Saudi shows just because they suck.
And then the episodes of WWE that are in Saudi Arabia, they make the women cover up in ways that they should never be forced to cover up.
Yeah, it's weird.
It should be their choice.
So, Elimination Chamber was 2 months ago?
Yeah.
And Braun Strowman did not get put into the Elimination Chamber? And he got mad at Shane because Shane picked who was in it, and now they're fighting because they're mad at each other.
So Braun's going to win, then. He's going to be like, fine.
I also think Braun's going to win, but for some reason, Shane always gets in a lot of offense.
I think there's a pretty easy reason, right there. Nepotism, my man.
He's a 50-year-old who's not really a wrestler, but he kind of is a wrestler.
It's nepotism, I'm just going to say that.
Yeah.
That's all I'll say about it, it's nepotism.
It's not the worst kind, because he's also good. Like, he's good in the ring-ish. It's not like he's terrible, and he's getting
It's all not this... as bad as Dominic Mysterio's nepotism.
Oh my God, you hate Dominic so much.
He should not have what he has.
But he's a good wrestler.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
He's only 22.
Exactly.
Do you know
how he looks like he's 12. I would say this is more of a, what's the daughter? The one with the boobs.
What?
The daughter of the famous wrestler with the boobs.
That is not helping me at all.
She wears pink a lot.
Also not helping
me. All flashy. Her dad is like one of the all-time famous.
Charlotte Flair.
Yes.
Okay.
Charlotte Flair is more of the situation I consider this, because she's a good wrestler, but she isn't where she is because she's a good wrestler. She's where she is because who her dad is.
You think if her name was, like, Charlotte Smith, she wouldn't be...
I don't think she would be on the level that she is. Okay. I think she would be one of the underdogs that people root for, but she's not on the level of I would say, Braun Strowman yet.
You don't think she's at the level of the other top women either, like Becky Lynch?
Absolutely not. Okay. No one, except for, like, Io is up with Becky Lynch, buddy.
I really want to see Becky against Io. I hope that's a match we get in the next year.
Ooh, if we don't, I may boycott. Not that we pay for our subscriptions.
Yeah. Up next, Cesaro against your boy, Seth Rollins.
CrossFit Jesus.
Yeah. He has turned into, I don't know if anyone's seen his Twitter recently. He's turned into kind Meme of Donald Lord. Trump. And it is hilarious.
Not in, like, the racist, bigot way. No. More of all your caps. Tweets don't make sense, and they're all caps, and they're just real self-centered for fun. They're satirical.
Also, his suit game has been on point.
Seth Rollins in a suit is enough to break our marriage, buddy.
He had a suit that looked like some Baskin-Robbins.
That's not even true.
No. But he had a suit that looked like some Baskin-Robbins ice cream the other night. It was amazing.
Can we get Baskin Robbins in my wedding dress and you up in your dress up?
Sure, why not?
Or Cold Stone?
Yeah. So this is a singles match. This is the first one-on-one singles match on the main card for Cesaro at WrestleMania.
Hmm.
Who do you think is going to win?
Probably Cesaro.
You think it's going to be Cesaro? Why?
I feel like Seth Rollins, once again, like Drew McIntyre, has had his time of reign, and it's very quickly showing his devolvement.
Devolvement.
From, I don't know how to use words, buddy. I'm only a communications major. I feel like he's devolving down into where we see a lot of people who take the top. We've seen this with John Cena, we've seen it with our big boy penis tattoo.
Brock Lesnar?
Yeah.
You think he's kind of like mid-card now instead of top of the card?
Right. I think he's someone that people will challenge because of his legacy, but I don't think that he's going to continue to be the top dog simply because he's top dog.
See, mine's a little different. See, right now, Seth Rollins is kind of like mid-card. I think Cesaro wins this match Because I think Seth Rollins can afford the loss, and it doesn't really hurt him. But I think Seth Rollins will eventually move back up to top of the card by end of the year.
I think it might take some time. Remember, Brock Lesnar took a little bit of time down from being top of the card every single show. So I think it's going to be a similar situation because Seth Rollins really quickly grew to the top, and he's going to have his character, at least, is going to have a reality check.
He's still pretty young, too. He's only early 30s.
Oh, yeah. I have no doubt that he's going to continue to wrestle and continue to be up there with the top 10.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that his character, because he's flown up to fame like The Fiend, is going to have his shit handed to him.
Mm-hmm. I can see that. Next up, we have a tag team turmoil match for the Women's Tag Team Championships. Technically, this isn't for them. This is to see who faces the Women's Tag Team Champs on night 2. So,
I saw Billy Kay on there and thought I was going to say Billie Eilish because it cut off on the side.
So we have Lana and Naomi against Dana Brooke and Mandy Rose against the Riot Squad, which is Liv Morgan and Ruby Riott, against Natalia and Tamina, against Billie Kay and Carmella. Do you know any of these people?
I know Ruby Riott.
Mm-hmm.
That would be it.
That's it? So you have...
I have briefly seen Ruby Riott.
Okay.
And I'm not rooting for her.
All right. So out of this group of, what is it, 6 teams? 5 teams?
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think is going to win?
Also, that's super conceited to name it the Riot Squad, Ruby.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Billie Kay and Carmella just because that grouping together sounds like a good thing to put on a winning card.
Pretty good. The problem here is I have about as much insight into this match as you do.
Why are they putting people that no one cares about into WrestleMania?
It's their fault because they haven't booked any of these people to be any good.
You haven't given them the experience to be a WrestleMania match.
Yeah, it's...
Why is this a WrestleMania match? Why couldn't this have been on the same day as the Royal Rumble?
Yeah.
This should have been on the same card as Royal Rumble.
This one's really hard. I'm trying to decide between 2 teams.
I don't care who wins this match. I really don't.
Billie Kay and Carmella got added last night on SmackDown, so I'm going to go with them. It's
really last-minute card ad is usually a big teller to me.
Yeah, so...
Who's going to do well and who's not.
I guess I'm going to go with them, but I don't...
I think it would look good as... You know the AR stuff that they put up?
Yeah.
I think it would look better than if you put the Riot Squad.
Yeah.
Also, that's a terrible name.
I would like the Riot Squad to win just because they're an actual, like, team who's been together for years.
That would make sense to me. I would not be mad at the Riot Squad winning
and they're
because they have a record.
Yeah, but it's... This whole division's just been very poorly booked. It's just kind of sad to see.
Yeah. The sad thing is I think this would still be the same if it weren't a pandemic. I think they would still have forgotten. I think it was... I forgot. Oops.
It's so weird because NXT books their women's division so well.
Yeah, someone forgot.
It's just the main roster product has not booked the women's division very good, on Raw at least, in like a year, since Becky left.
Is this a Raw match? It doesn't say so on the...
It's Raw and SmackDown, but...
Stipulation.
The women's divisions in general have just been booked pretty poorly recently.
I mean, the... I saw a Night 2 match that I'm excited for. I see a few. No, there's many.
Yeah.
Damn it, what was I going to say? Got stuff in my throat. I don't remember. What was I saying?
I don't know.
Oh, the EO match the other day.
Yeah.
I thought was the best that they've done in a while.
Yeah.
With women's matches. Well, it's not an EO match if she doesn't jump off of a ginormous skull in the background.
Yeah.
That ladder match that same night was fantastic. Anyways, not a big deal to me. I don't really care about this match.
Yeah.
This is the match where I will be going to get our food.
Yeah. Main event, night one. The first two women of color to ever main event WrestleMania.
Bianca's winning this.
Sasha Banks against Bianca Belair.
Bianca Belair is winning.
You think Bianca's winning?
She's got a whole whip on her head.
So this one's hard. Because
she's Bianca, got... Hoppa! Easy. Bianca, easy win. Just smack her with your hair. I love the braid. It's my favorite part of her.
So Bianca won the Rumble this year.
Hold on, sorry. And the sass. Her entire being, her attitude, her hair. I love her. She's one of my favorite women wrestlers. It's a tie for number one.
This one's really hard. So I think at some point Becky is going to come back and challenge the SmackDown Women's Champion.
Ooh, a Becky Lynch Bianca Belair match would be really nice for me.
Could also be Sasha though.
No, thank you. No, it will not.
No.
I like Sasha. I just think Bianca's better.
Okay. This one's hard. This is Sasha's first one-on-one match at WrestleMania. But Bianca won the Rumble.
Yeah, I wanna make a note here. I'm not editing anything this time, so if you hear like breathing or me having a hard time, I just got random hiccups and I am miserable.
I think Sasha's gonna end up taking it.
No.
Well, we can disagree. I also think Becky might show up at some point during this event.
Here's the thing about Becky. I love Becky.
Mm-hmm.
I love her as a wrestler.
Yeah.
But I have seen on her social media how in love with being a mom she is.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've seen with other athletes, when they are that in love with being a mother, that's all they want to do.
Yeah.
I think it'll take some time.
Yeah.
But I think she's going to end up having a whatever versus career.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to lose that match to spend time being a mom.
She did, however, post a picture in Tampa Bay yesterday.
Yes.
So.
I'm not saying she's not coming back right now. She might, and I think she will.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that I have never seen someone glow that much at their child and then not decide that that's the only thing they want to do for the rest of their life.
Yeah. She's also very notorious for messing with fans online.
So oh, yeah.
So she could just be messing with everyone and not at all be in Tampa.
She teased about the other day, the last match, and she just wasn't there.
At the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
She showed a picture of backstage because she was there, and she wasn't in it. She was just backstage visiting everyone.
Yeah. I do want to clarify that that's not to say that women can't do both. I think you can do both. I just think that she's going to want to be with her kid more than she wants to do both,
yeah.
Which is completely acceptable to do either thing.
All right. That's night one. Now, we'll move on to night two.
I am most excited for night two.
Yeah, I'm also more excited for night two.
And if our internet messes up for night two, we may have to buy some new things because they will be broken.
All right, night two. Singles match for the Raw Women's Championship. We have the champion Asuka against new NXT call-up Rhea Ripley.
Rhea is getting quite a big head on her shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
She is becoming an egotistical bad guy, which I know was already the plan.
Mm-hmm.
But I think she's taking it to a different level.
Yeah.
And this is going to be another reality check for characters.
You think she's going to lose?
I think, no, that's not necessarily, I think she will win.
Okay.
It's not what I want, but, sorry, I'm a bit of a Asuka stan here, but, I think Rhea Ripley's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's going to get challenged by somebody else, and I think she's going to get her shit rocked.
Ah, I can see that.
I don't think that she has the level of the success that her character thinks she does.
Mm-hmm. So the Raw Women's Division's in a bit of a rough patch right now. Rhea and Asuka are like the only two believable champions currently. Because Charlotte is out. And Becky is not back.
No one likes Charlotte anyways.
Yeah, but she's a believable champion.
Yes.
They've built her up to be like, hey, if she was the champion, you'd be like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think Rhea wins this. I don't know where the division goes after this. I think they need to call someone up from NXT.
I think they need to promote somebody up.
Yeah, the division's really bare right now. Or someone needs to move.
They used to be having this sort of free-flowing thing where someone new would come in once in a while, and I'm not seeing that right now, yeah. And it's boring.
A lot of people who get
sorry to
up,
put it bluntly, it's boring. I don't sugarcoat things most of the time. Unless it's a very sensitive subject, and even then I'm not very good at that.
A lot of people who get called up from NXT don't always get used properly, and they just kind of wither away backstage.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think Rhea's going to win. Hopefully they book her well, because she deserves it. Match 2.
Oh yeah, Rhea Ripley herself deserves to be booked well. I think that she's growing to be much more egotistical. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to follow the Seth Rollins storyline sort of thing, where he was a bad guy, then he was a good guy, and now he's back to a bad guy. I think she's going to fall into good guy and then lose her Lannister story arc.
I could see that.
Game of Thrones reference for anyone who watches that.
Match 2. The Charred Fiend. With
it doesn't say Charred here, it just says the Fiend.
Yeah, but he is Charred.
He could come out normal.
And he's not going to. The Fiend with Alexa Bliss against Randy Orton. Now, I was hoping this was going to be...
This is a match I'm excited for, because I love / hate Randy Orton. Mm-hmm. I've said this before on our podcast, that Randy Orton is amazing at what he does.
Yeah.
But he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
But these are two bad guys going against each other.
Yeah.
So, I'm excited.
So, I was hoping this was going to be a Firefly Funhouse match. Like the match The Fiend and Cena had last year at WrestleMania.
That was the worst match I've ever seen, by the way.
Are you...
Nothing happened!
Okay.
It was 10 seconds of a match!
That's because you don't have the history of what John Cena went through. The Fiend literally broke John Cena's mind. And in the world of WWE, John Cena does not exist anymore.
Well, that's different. All I saw was a choke slam, and then he just kind of, like, humped his chest.
Mean, yeah, that's what the match was, but it was more of a story than a match.
I need context. Autism lady here, buddy.
So I think this is just going to be a normal match, but I think there's going to be some weird, like, freaky stuff. I think The Fiend wins.
My in-laws do not know that we are podcasting right now.
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm not stopping, so you just get to hear them talk about groceries.
Yep.
It's a Saturday morning. We have things to do.
I'm assuming you picked The Fiend.
Yeah.
It's only your favorite wrestler.
I'm good with... Yeah, it's only my favorite wrestler of all time. I am okay with Randy Orton winning. Mm-hmm. Only if he does it in an amazing way.
Yeah.
I am not here for a shoulder pin. No sliding. I'm not here for that. You better pull the best finisher that you can.
Yeah.
And just annihilate him. That's it. That's all I want.
I don't think The Fiend is ever really going to get pinned. I mean, he just got burned alive and he came back. So I think he's going to... I don't know. I don't think he's going to get pinned ever again. I think he'll just die. And just kind of leave. And then eventually Bray Wyatt will come back.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would like to see if Randy Orton wins something dramatic.
Yeah.
Because that's the only thing I ever want to see from Randy Orton is drama.
Yeah.
Our walls are also very thin.
Yeah.
You could hear someone drop their toothbrush in the other room.
Yeah.
So.
Match 3. Intercontinental Champion. Big E.
I don't know anything about Apollo Crews, which is his opponent.
This is a Nigerian drum fight. I do not know what a Nigerian drum fight is. No one does.
I am excited. I'm not going to Google it. I'd like to be surprised.
Okay. It's never happened before, so it won't get you anything anyway.
Okay. I'm kind of excited. I'm rooting for Big E just because I know who he is.
Mm-hmm. I think Apollo's going to win.
Why? Because
Apollo has had 2 shots at Big E already, and he's lost both times, so it doesn't really make sense for him to lose again.
Well, I'm rooting for Big E, because that changes the entire scenario of what's happening.
I think eventually Big E's going to move up and challenge for the Universal Championship.
Yeah, Big E's not done yet.
Yeah, no. I think this will be like, he drops the title to Apollo.
I think he's close to done.
Builds himself up a little bit and like, then challenges for the Universal title.
Yeah, like I think he's moderately close to being done.
Yeah.
In wrestling, but that still means he's got a little bit of a ways to go.
Yeah. Oh, this next match, buddy.
I did not just see the name that I saw right.
This match does make me kind of sad. So.
Oh, this match already makes me sad just because of the third person who is not involved but is involved.
This is Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn with Logan Paul, right?
You heard that, Logan Paul, inconsiderate, walking into a suicide forest and recording people's bodies, disrespectful to families, tasering a rat kind of Logan Paul, by the way.
So this is going to take me a minute to explain. Kevin Owens used to be Kevin Steen on the Independents.
Mm-hmm.
Sami Zayn used to be El Generico. They had some legendary fights. He was a luchador whose name was El Generico, and he just had a generic mask.
El Generico?
Yeah.
Sorry, he's
German. No, it was Generico.
No. Generic. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Like it was said like that, yes. Or... I thought... Oh my god. I thought you were just saying because like that because you're white and can't roll your R's.
So, they had like brutal blood feuds on the Independents. And they pretty much fought wherever they went for years. They're best friends in real life. So this initially got announced as just Kevin Owens against Sami Zayn. Everyone was really excited. And then Sami Zayn's current gimmick is that he's getting screwed over by the company. So he has a documentary crew filming the conspiracy, screwing him over. And then somehow Logan Paul got involved on Twitter. And now he's here. And it makes me sad.
This would have made more sense if Shane Dawson were in the mix, but...
I don't think
they equally can. As terrible. I would say differently terrible.
Yeah.
But still very terrible. I don't like either of them, and I don't know who is worse.
Yeah.
Because Logan has also been accused of some pretty harsh racism and assaults.
Yeah. Celebrities tend to not lose at WrestleMania. So I think.
But Logan's not what?
No, he's not fighting, but he's in someone's corner. Oh my god,
I can't talk. I have regressed a little bit with the pandemic, so now I get stuck on my words, because I used to get stuck on my words before, and I worked through it, but, not anymore.
So, I think Logan Paul is either going to help Sami Zayn win, or he's going to screw Sami Zayn over, and Sami Zayn will use that to continue his conspiracy, saying, oh, the company brought this dude in, and he screwed me out of my match.
Understandable.
I think Sami Zayn's gonna win, though.
I could see it.
Yeah.
I'm not particularly excited. I would be a little more excited if an idiot wasn't involved, but yeah. Okay.
Next up.
Sorry, stain on society is probably a better word for that. Yeah. Oh, bitch, I'm so excited.
We have United States Champion Riddle. Against Sheamus for the United States.
I don't like calling him just Riddle.
It's Matt Riddle.
It's Matt Riddle. He will never be anything else.
It's Matt Riddle. So who do you think wins this? This is two of your favorites.
Oh my god.
This is two hard-hitting
boys. Here's my paradigm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the right word.
I don't know either.
But that's the word in my head. Conflict, you could call it. Mental squabble, even.
Mm.
All right, the bit's gone on for too long. Yeah. Okay. I love Matt Riddle.
Yeah.
And I love Sheamus.
Yeah.
Sheamus is what I would view as a Norse god.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I view Norse pagans worshipping every day is a Sheamus.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Norse paganism. That could be completely wrong, so I apologize. But, I don't know if Sheamus will win.
Yeah.
Because, on one hand, have you seen him?
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, Matt Riddle is still kind of the underdog where people haven't exactly seen him wreck things. He has kind of a good mix of win-loss. Mm-hmm. Putting someone who is not the same as Sheamus, look at them side by side, there's a large difference. Mm-hmm. I think Riddle could take it. But Sheamus is Sheamus.
Yeah. Side note on
Matt Riddle. It's like that Lesnar match.
Yeah.
Where, oh my god.
Yeah.
Same situation for me.
Side note on Matt Riddle. A couple weeks ago on Raw. So his gimmick is that he's a stoner without saying he's a stoner.
He got kicked out of UFC for that, yeah. Right? Yeah. For smoking weed. Yeah. He did not pass his test.
His gimmick is that he's just a big goofball, essentially. He legitimately forgot his lines in a backstage promo. And he has a scooter that he rides on. And he just said, I forgot what I'm supposed to say. And just rode off. And he was with Asuka at the time.
That was Asuka, real?
Yeah. And Asuka just stared at the camera like, what am I supposed to do?
He may have gotten in trouble for that.
I mean, maybe. But, like, it works because that's his gimmick anyway.
It spread his popularity, too. Like, I saw that on TikTok for people who didn't even care about the WWE.
I mean, it works because that's his gimmick. He's a dummy, but he's hilarious.
Yeah, it was funny. It fit his character. Yeah.
I think Matt Riddle wins this. Get him a big win at WrestleMania.
That's good. See, I want to see them fight.
Yeah.
I want to see them wrestle. I would like to see them fight UFC, too. It would be, I mean, Sheamus would probably wreck him.
Next up, Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, the women's tag team champions, face the winner of the turmoil match from night one. I think Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler win this, no matter who wins. The women's tag team division right now is in a very bad spot, again.
Yeah.
It's weird.
When is the last time they brought on Bianca? Because she's one of the most, like, loved by fans for women.
So,
sorry, I keep getting all phlegmy in my throat. I did not sleep perfect last night. I slept good, but there was a lot of things going on in my head.
They like to break up tag teams for some reason, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
But it causes this really weird issue where there's a lot of singles wrestlers, and then they just kind of throw them together into tag teams.
They have these really good tag teams that work together, and then they rip them apart and make them, like, break each other's knees in a cage.
It's weird.
What match was that?
I don't remember.
They slammed her knee after taking it out of the brace.
It was War Games last year in NXT.
Match.
War Games.
The people.
Dakota Kai and Tegan Nox.
Thank you. They were best friends. Mm-hmm. Weren't they a tag team?
Yeah.
They were a good tag team. Not anymore.
No.
They're gone. I don't like it.
So who do you think wins?
I think Nia.
Yeah. I hate it because Shayna Baszler's stuck in this tag team. And Shayna Baszler's a really good singles wrestler.
Shayna deserves so much more than this matchup and this team.
She should be fighting for the Raw Women's Championship instead of stuck in this tag division. But it is what it is. All right, main event of night two. Triple threat match for the Universal Championship.
Oh my god.
Yep. We have Roman Reigns as the champion against the Royal Rumble winner Edge.
Sorry. Daniel Bryan. Hold on. Mm-hmm. I printed out the match lineup for both nights. I did not look at this beforehand. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think to give it a once over.
Yeah.
I'm scared. This match scares me.
Yeah.
They're gonna go after Edge's arm.
You think so?
Yeah.
This match is really hard for me to pick. Roman Reigns has been on a complete roll since SummerSlam. They turned him to a bad guy. He's been on fire. It is the best work he's done of his career.
But they have this dramatic stop. Every time this happens, there's a dramatic stop to their progress. Mm-hmm. Is this the match, or is this his God-tier match before that happens, yeah. is my question.
And then you have Edge.
God, my throat.
Came back last year, tore his tricep, came back this year, won the Rumble. He had triple fusion in his neck. He originally couldn't wrestle for 9 years. So do they give him the championship? Because he won the Rumble. And then you got Daniel Bryan, who snuck in again. Same thing he did at WrestleMania 30. Snuck into the championship match and won it. He's going to be retiring soon. Do you give him the championship? Do you let Roman keep it?
See, that is exactly my dilemma here, is that all three of these people have great reason yeah. to be given the win.
This is a really hard match to pick, and I'm totally fine with any of these three guys winning. It's just so hard to pick. I think I'm going to go
with Roman. Is Daniel Bryan the guy that I still have no idea who yes. he was, but he's like one of the best people in wrestling?
Yeah. He's one of the best people in wrestling history.
Well, at least he's not Dominic Mysterio. It's fine.
I think I'm going to go with Roman.
You think this is his God-tier win before the downfall?
Yeah. I think this match is so hard.
Because The Fiend had that big old match, and then he got shit-rocked and died. Seth Rollins got absolutely creamed. And then I think Braun Strowman had a spot where he got pushed down, and now he's on his way back.
Yeah.
Damian Priest has been on the top the whole time. So, and Drew had his same thing. They've all had a spot where they were top tier, and someone just pushed him off the ledge.
So who do you think's going to win this?
I feel like it's either Edge or Daniel. I feel like this is when Roman Reigns gets the reins taken away.
I think so.
I think this is his little reality check where he's given a nudge and said, hey, buddy, it's time to stop.
Yeah. This match is really hard to pick. I think, like, if you gave me a percentage chance of each of them winning, I'd say it's like 33-33-34.
Okay.
Like, it's real close.
I would, if you were to bet on, I don't think you can bet on W. You can. You shouldn't, because they're already predetermined.
Yeah.
But if you were to bet on a match, it should not be this one.
This one's really hard. They also did a terrific job of building up.
I would rather bet on the Riddle-Sheamus match, even though that one is also a toss-up.
Yeah. They did a terrific job building up all these guys and why each of them should win. It's just very hard. I think Roman's gonna take it. Because he's got his whole head of the table thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's just gonna keep pushing. I think eventually Roman and Seth are gonna have a match.
That could happen.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm trying to highlight the matches that I am excited to see. So I can count how many there are. Sorry, I have a highlighter.
You mean you're not excited for all of them?
I'm excited for most of them. I am more excited about some of the matches on night two, but I am excited about more matches on night one.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for six out of seven matches for night one. I don't really care about the Lana and Naomi Giant Riot Squad, whatever. Yeah. And then on night two, I'm not really into the whole Big E Apollo match. I could do without it.
Mm-hmm.
The Kevin Owens one, I just don't want to see Logan Paul.
Yeah, same.
And the Nia Jax one, just, it's a terrible matchup. I don't think that, I mean, it's not determined yet, but the, regardless, terrible matchup, terrible teams.
Yeah.
You could almost switch who's on what team and have a better line up there for it.
Yeah. Alright. Is that it?
That's it. I will say with the tag team stuff, I want to make a real quick comment.
Mm-hmm.
The WWE does not do a good job with this, as we talked about before.
Yeah.
And they know that tag teams need to have a certain chemistry
mm-hmm.
when they're on the stage, and they don't.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, you know, they probably just had a bad day. when it's every match. So I'm hoping that it starts to change because it used to be really good.
And it's so weird because NXT does such great work with tag teams.
I started watching the WWE when the matches were still good. And then they started ripping tag teams apart, and it's awful.
Yeah.
I would like to see some fellow boob-havers in the ring. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Is that it for our WrestleMania?
That is it. We thought this would be a shorter episode.
Yeah.
It's about the same. 45 minutes. All right. Well, thank you guys for tuning in.
Yeah.
And next week we will break down our thoughts about what happened.
Yeah.
Get ready for a ride because my description of what happens after the fact, I think, is pretty good.
Yep.
I've been told it's chaotic. Anyways. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.